The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy. It's a big day for everyone. Tell me your reaction. I don't know Brett Kavanaugh. I just know of him and have been working to get him confirmed for years, back to 2006. Tell us about him.
Sure. Well, he is one of the most distinguished jurists in the country. He's written nearly 300 decisions. He's someone who believes very deeply in the idea that if you really want to protect freedom and dignity and prosperity in this country, you've got to respect and enforce the limits on government power set forth in our Constitution. He's someone who, of course, has been in Washington for a number of years, but he's in Washington, but not of it. He's been serving on a court that that does a lot with the administrative state, and he has time and again expressed great skepticism about the lack of accountability and transparency that so many bureaucrats exercise in our country.
I've been reading some of his opinions since hearing about it yesterday, including his opinion in an FCC case in which he referred to standard bureaucratic time. I think he is going to be wonderful vis-a-vis the administrative state and the Chevron doctrine. Are there other areas that are even more reassuring to conservatives, Leonard Leo, about Judge Kavanaugh's jurisprudence?
Well, there are a couple of different areas that he's decided cases on in the D.C. Circuit. First of all, there's been a very important Second Amendment case, a gun rights case that he ruled on, where you'll find that his position is very consistent with Justice Scalia's position, which is wrought out of an original understanding of the Constitution. He's had a couple of cases on religious freedom where he has applied the original understanding of the Establishment and Free Exercise Clauses. I think probably the most prominent of those was the Priest for Life case, where he ruled that the contraception mandate was not consistent with religious freedom principles. So there are some other areas where he's weighed in. Of course, as you know, Hugh, the D.C. Circuit deals mostly with the administrative state. And a lot of those cases are, stodgy cases. But what you see running through his opinions, which is really important, is a very bullish approach to the separation of powers and federalism. And I think that's really important in our country these days, because if you really want to limit government power, it's really important that you respect the structural Constitution.
And I would recommend to everyone the opinion in Multicultural Media versus FCC, which is from October of last year. Judge Kavanaugh, it's a great example of how he goes about making sure that administrative agencies are doing what they are supposed to do and defending them when they do and disciplining them when they are not. Let me ask you, Leonard, how long have you been involved in this process of replacing Justice Kennedy?
First of all, the president and the White House counsel have been involved in this process from the very beginning. You know, it's not always apparent, but White Houses are always preparing for vacancies. And so just after the Gorsuch confirmation, the White House was focusing on, what happens if we get another vacancy. And of course, things got very intense right after Justice Kennedy announced his retirement, which was just a couple weeks ago, right?
And have you been involved throughout that whole period? Because I know you were on staff for a while, but you went back to the Fed SOC. And when did you reengage on the specifics of this nomination?
No, I've been engaged through the entire process. And obviously the president and Don McGahn, the White House counsel, are at the epicenter of this. But I've been very, very heartened by the kind of intensity engagement I've seen by the president these past several weeks. I can't remember a president that's been more transparent and more intensely engaged than he is. He He has interviewed all of these people at length and with great care. He's asked lots of questions. He's talked to lots of people. He's reached across the aisle to Democrats to get their input. And yesterday's remarks, I think, are very consistent with how he's thought about this through the entire time, you know, both philosophically and in terms of getting someone exceptionally well qualified.
Now, Leonard Leo, there's a report this morning from Jeff Bennett of NBC and others that Justice Kennedy, quote, had been in negotiations with the Trump team for months over Kennedy's replacement. Once Kennedy received assurances that it would be Kavanaugh, his former law clerk, Kennedy felt comfortable retiring. Your comment?
Anyone who knows Justice Anthony Kennedy knows that that is garbage. He treats his office with tremendous dignity and independence, and there is literally no way in the world that that would have happened. And no president or White House counsel who even knows Justice Kennedy a little bit would ever have tried to pull that stunt.
So unequivocally 100% denial, and you would have known about it.
Oh, absolutely. I've known Justice Kennedy a little bit over the years, and I know Don McGahn even better. And there's just no way that that is possible. And that's very insulting and offensive to Justice Kennedy. He's a man who has greatly valued the independence of the judiciary, you know, and he has always been someone who has guarded, you know, his own prerogatives, and we understand that doing something like that creates too much of a cozy connection between another branch of government and the judiciary, and I could never see him do that.
It would also be incredibly destructive of the good faith of the other candidates in the process who engaged in it. I was a Kethledge fan, but I like Brett Kavanaugh. He'll be fine. But I just want to make sure we drive a nail through this because it's spreading like wildfire on Twitter.
Let me tell you, the president had very, very good interviews with each of the candidates. And this was a full-throttle process. The president went back and forth, you know, between candidates, their pluses and their minuses. He made lots of phone calls about all of them. He asked Don McGahn, the White House counsel, a lot of questions about each of them after the interviews. This is not someone who was just driven to nominate one person and create subterfuge and distraction by raising other names. This was a real game of jump ball, and all of these people were great. I'll give you an example. You mentioned Judge Ray Kethledge, Hugh. That interview was by all accounts, a wonderful interview. The president was very impressed with Judge Kethledge. He ultimately didn't pick him, but he was very impressed with him. And not only on his substance, but in terms of his commitment to courage and independence and fairness on the bench. He has a great book on leadership, as you know, where he talks about courage.
So I just wanted to lay it out there. So you are denying that, and that will travel. Let me get to the next big question. When Chief Justice Roberts was nominated, I got a phone call. Huey, after release your papers from your time in the White House counsel's office with the Chief Justice, and because that's just what they're demanding. Will the White House papers of Judge Kavanaugh be released quickly in order to anticipate and get over this obstacle that will be thrown up by Democrats, Leonard Leo?
My understanding is the Bush Library, which is who houses the papers, is going to move swiftly in releasing the papers that can be released, and I'm sure there'll be many of them. And the Democrats can have lots of fun reading lots of Bush press releases that are already public. They can read dozens of White House menus. I'm sure it'll make for wonderful reading. And the American people can decide whether or not that's a useful allocation of taxpayer resources.
How about the files of the independent counsel on the staff of which Brett Kavanaugh served? Will they also be released?
I don't know how that's going to work, Hugh, you know, because I don't know what there is privileged and sensitive. But I'm not so sure that it's all that relevant. In other words, we know what the independent counsel's office did there pretty clearly. And I'm not sure that any of the underlying documents are going to give us any more insights than what's been public, which were the documents.
Two quick questions. When do the hearings begin, and when do the rest of the nominees for the appeals court get up there? Because Mitch McConnell's raring to go.
Well, we don't know exactly when the hearings begin yet. By my estimation, they can probably begin as early as around August 20th or so. And if, or, you know, the range between August 20th and probably just after Labor Day, that would be the time frame within which the chairman could probably get a piece together. In terms of other appeals court nominees, well, as you can imagine, that's the one downside to this. Those nominations will have to wait until probably after early October. But believe me, Mitch will get around to them.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.